Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is me, your host, Alexa Leachman, and Happy New Year. Welcome 2014. And how was your holiday? Now, if your holiday was anything like mine, there was lots of lounging about, lots of eating wonderful food and lots of inactivity. And one thing that's at the top of my mind right now is I need to get back into exercise, lose the holiday weight and get back to the gym. So if that's something that's going through your mind too, then today's podcast is just for you. On today's show, I've got Adrian Peck, and Adrian is a sports hypnotist and sports psychologist, and he works with Olympic athletes to help them to stay motivated so that they can go on to be winners. And he's going to be sharing with us some brilliantly simple tips for motivating yourself back into exercise and getting back into a habit so that exercising is a regular habit and it's no longer something you have to make an effort for. Now, during the chat that I have with Adrian, you will not believe how simple some of this stuff is and how easy it is. I was flabbergasted when he was sharing some of this stuff with me. I was like, my goodness, you're making this sound so easy. I want you as my trainer. So here is the time that Adrian started sharing with me some of the really simple tips and strategies to get you motivated back into exercise for 2014. Hello and welcome to the Head Trash Show, Adrian. Welcome.
Hello. How are you today?
Really, really well. Now, at the beginning of the year, a lot of us are thinking about exercise, but we just can't seem to get ourselves to the gym or whatever it is that we want to do. So that's what I'd love to really pick your brains on today, because you work with elite sports people and Olympic champions and all that kind of stuff, and they must need a lot of help to keep motivated to exercise at that level. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So what, you know, when we struggle with, you know, getting ourselves to the gym, what's going on there? Why is it that we find it so hard?
Well, working with elite athletes I have done over the years, I've sort of like broke it down to, there's three things that elite athletes do that say the general public do not do in terms of exercise and training and that kind of thing. And it sort of like really starts right from childhood and doing physical education at school. And a lot of people found physical education at school quite painful to do. For whatever reason, they did not want to do it. They just rather sit in the classroom. And that sort of like goes into adulthood as well, where people would just rather sit at home and watch television rather than go to the gym to exercise. It just becomes a habit and a behavior just to sit at home and not exercise. That's all it is. And what I find, what I found over the years is elite athletes do something very specific to keep themselves motivated, particularly athletes that want to go to the Olympics and there's like a 4-year span. They have to keep themselves motivated. And as I said a few minutes ago, there are things that an elite athlete does that say the general public do not do that keeps that motivation going.
So what kind of things are they doing then that's different?
Okay, well, the first thing is, what an elite athlete does is they always fit their lives around training. Okay, so what I mean by that is they set a time to go training and they do not allow anything to encroach into that time. Where generally what other people do is, what the general public tend to do is, they try to fit exercise around their lives. What I mean by that is they'll say to themselves, okay, if at the end of the day I've got a spare hour, I'll exercise or I'll go to the gym. Now, you know as well as I do, people lead very busy lives and they cannot find that hour. Okay.
Yes, I know the feeling.
Does that make
well.
Sense?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Exactly, yes. So, and people that go to the gym on a very regular basis, whether they're elite athletes or not, it doesn't matter, Somebody that goes to the gym on a very regular basis fits life around their exercise routine. Okay, so it's sort of like fitting your job around your life.
But it seems to me that somebody like an elite sports person or athlete, that's it makes a lot of sense for somebody to do that because that is their livelihood or that is their main, that's what their life is about.
Yes.
And so it does, but it doesn't seem very practical to kind of, you know, insist that your life, your work fits around your exercise when you've got, you know, other things in life that may on the surface be more important than exercise to some. Is that where the problem lies, that you're not prioritizing it?
Well, you could all, well, yeah, absolutely. And you could also say, yeah, the priority to exercise isn't there, so that's why people don't go and do it. But there's also an argument there as to how much value people are putting on themselves as well, about staying fit and about staying healthy. Because it is proved that exercise on a regular basis does help people physically and emotionally. The other argument is, do people really value that? Do people really value being fit and healthy for longevity of life, for a healthy life, those kind of things? So really, you have to look at, do you value yourself enough to keep yourself fit? There's
So
also that argument as well.
suddenly it's a very it, that suddenly sounds like a very deep, profound question in a way, you know, you're asking yourself, you know, do I deserve to be healthy? Do I have self-love? You know, these are quite big questions, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's sometimes when it comes down to it, the reason people do not exercise is because probably there's a limiting belief there. The self-esteem is not as high as it could be. But on the flip side of that, it's exercise that will give them high self-belief. It's exercise that will make them more confident. So sometimes with these things, it's just a matter of just getting out there and doing it. There are things, for example, I don't like doing my tax return, but I have to do it, okay? Otherwise, I get fined. So it's sort of like that kind of thing. Sometimes we just have to do things just to break that habit and just to break that behavior, because that's all it is when people sit at home. It's just a habit and it's just a behavior. And once they start exercising, once they start getting out there and doing things, that habit is broken. People that go to the gym on a very regular basis, elite athletes that train on a very regular basis, do it because it's a habit for them. They've made it a habit in their daily routine. And that's all you have to do is just start to make it a habit in your daily routine. And after a while, it'll just become you.
So this habit, this creating this healthy habit, what are the, you know, because it does seem slightly daunting. You know, I've done it and I've, you know, started at the beginning of the year thinking, yep, there's that gym membership, I'm going to go. And, you know, you say, right, I'm going to go 3 times a week and yes, I'm going to do this, I'm going to sign up for some PT training and, you know, these high hopes of really wanting to do it. And you come away from the gym every time and yes, it is great, but that habit just doesn't stick. So what am I doing wrong? What's everyone else doing wrong? Because this, you know, gym membership sign up in January is huge, and February the gyms are dead, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me tell you about a client that I just recently worked with that had that same issue, if I may. That should answer the question. This guy came to me. In his early 20s, he used to go street running. So he'd jog around the streets probably 3, 4 times a night, and that's how he'd keep himself fit. He's now in his mid-40s, and he's not really exercised for, say, I don't know, 15, 20 years or something like that. And when he came to see me, he came to see me because he could not motivate himself to exercise. All he wanted to do was just go jogging every night. And he wanted to go 5 times a week for 1 hour. So there instantly, you can sort of like see a problem. He's gone from nothing to 5 times a week, 1 hour per day. Okay, now,
It's a lot.
it is a lot, yes. It's a lot to take on when you've not been doing much at all. Now, one of the laws of nature is human beings are all or nothing human beings. Does that make sense? Okay. So we either do nothing or we want to do it all. It's either nothing or we have it all. That's just the way humans work. And what was happening was, he was planning to go jogging for 1 hour at the end of work. Now on day one, he could not go jogging because he had to stay behind at work. Day two, exactly the same thing happened. Day three, exactly the same thing happened. So in his plan for the first 3 days, he did not do any exercise whatsoever. Now, and being an all or nothing person, what he said to himself was, well, I'm not going to have to do anything to my plan, so I'm not going to bother doing anything for the rest of the week.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so he just sacked it off.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. All his energy had gone, all his motivation had gone, because it was either I overdo it all or I don't do anything.
Right.
So that's the first thing that's happening. And this is what I got him to do. Now, when I tell people this little tip, people don't always appreciate how well this works. So let me just explain how this works. Okay. What I said to him was, I want you to go jogging for 15 minutes every week.
Right, that sounds like my kind of training regime.
Yeah, that sounds easy, doesn't it?
Yep.
I said to him, lower your standards for exercise, because obviously you're putting far too much on yourself. Mm. All I want you to do is 15 minutes per week, not per day. I want him to do it 15 minutes per week. Okay. Mm. Now, the reason I did that is because this is how this works. Because one of the other laws of nature is that incompletions drain energy.
Mm.
Okay. Now, what was happening was, because his plan for that week of exercising didn't work, okay, because he could not complete his training schedule, it drained all of his energy. It drained all his emotional energy. Now, this is the same as, let's say in your kitchen, for example, and you've got a pile of pots, okay, and that pile of pots gets bigger and bigger and bigger because you cannot be bothered to do any of the washing. And every time you go into the kitchen, the energy within you just drops.
Yeah.
Because all you can see is a pile of pots and you don't want to do it, okay? And in that incompletion to not wash your pots drains all your energy. Does that make sense?
Totally. I've got a pile of posts that does that exact thing with me at home.
Okay, exactly. And that pile will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And every time you look at that pile, the energy within you just drains away. And you can't be bothered to do it. Okay. However, going back to the kitchen scenario, that you, it will get that painful that you've suddenly run out of cups or you've suddenly run out of plates to eat from, that you've got to wash the pots.
Mm.
You've got to do it. Now, so you start washing the pots, you start making the kitchen all nice and clean again. And once you see that nice clean kitchen with all the pots washed, the energy comes back.
Mm.
When you go through all your posts and answer everything that's in your post, that energy will come back again.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, that's because completions supply energy.
Right.
So me saying to him, only do 15 minutes per week, which he did very easily.
Yeah.
All his energy was there because he completed his training schedule, sorry.
Mm.
Now, because he felt more energetic because he completed his training schedule, he actually did more than the 15 minutes.
Oh, how much did he do?
Okay, so instead of like, I said to him, right, just go jogging on the Monday and that's it. That's all your plan done for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
But because he had this surge of energy because he'd done his plan, he'd completed his plan, then he went jogging on the Tuesday, 15 minutes. So he thought, well, I'll go jogging on the Wednesday, okay, and on the Thursday and the Friday.
Wow.
So actually, he did what I asked him not to do.
Brilliant. And he did more.
But that's what it was all about.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Okay.
So it's about setting yourself like ridiculously tiny goals that you can know that you can just eat for breakfast, as it were.
Yeah.
Wrong analogy, I appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trying to lose weight.
Yeah. But so, you know,
making it so easy that we can just do it and then we feel like, well, that was easy, I'll do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Because the energy is there, you see.
Yeah.
What it is you needed to complete. And the energy is there. And that's the same, you know, in work or anything like that. When you've completed a project, you feel really energetic.
Mm.
When you've completed your, when you've done your sales target, you feel really energetic because you've completed what it is that you need to complete.
Mm.
So lowering your standards for exercise will actually help with the energy.
Mm.
Okay. And when people make New Year's resolutions to go to the gym 3, 4, 5 times a week, it's too much.
Mm.
They're taking on too much. So my advice is to just lower your standards.
So I guess really, I mean, the marketing head in me kicks in here. I just think that gyms are just setting us up to fail, because with such high monthly membership, you know, you feel that in order to get your money's worth, you have to go two or three times a week. Otherwise, you're just throwing money at the wall, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so if they offered, you know, sort of they made allowances for us taking these baby steps, you know, you cannot come see us more than once a week.
Yes.
You know, then my goodness, I'll have people clamour at the door, won't they?
That would work perfectly.
Right.
Because once you say to somebody, you can't do this, they want to do it, don't they?
Yeah, well, yeah, I have a little 3-year-old. I know exactly what that
looks
absolutely.
Like. Absolutely. So if you just say to somebody, look, you can only come to the gym once a week, they'll go, no, actually, I want to come more than that.
Yeah.
You know, so just lowering what you do, just lowering your standards to exercise is what will help keep you motivated.
Okay, so that kind of helps us to get the habit kicked started, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get back into exercise. So let's say, so what happened with your client after, you know, the first week of doing 15 minutes a day? How did he start to build that from then on in?
Yeah, because what I did was I did another technique with him. Now, this technique is when I was first told about this, and this technique really comes from my study of hypnotherapy and the sports hypnosis that I do with athletes. And what it comes down to is we all use willpower to exercise.
Right.
That's what we think we need to do.
Okay.
We you know, we wake up in the morning and we force ourselves to get out of bed to go to the gym. But really, we just want to stay in bed and just stay there for another half hour and just hit the snooze button. What I found with elite athletes is they use their imagination. Now, what I mean by that is, what I found over the years is, willpower is not as powerful as using your imagination.
Right.
Okay. So what I got my client to do was this. I got him, when that alarm went off in the morning, I got him to imagine himself jogging. Okay.
Brilliant. You are my kind of exercise trainer.
So in his imagination, this is what I got him to do. I got him to imagine himself how great he'll feel once he's done that 30-minute jog or that 45-minute jog, whatever it is that he wanted to do, how great he will feel once he's done it, how great he will look once he's finished that jog, okay? How great he will feel when people say to him, you know, oh, you look a lot fitter, you're looking leaner, you're looking trimmer. You know, so I got him to imagine himself doing all those things and all those things happening to him. Now, because the imagination is more powerful than willpower, that's what got him out of bed to go and do that 45-minute jog.
Wow.
Now, he was still tired, okay, like we all are when we wake up in the morning. But imagine himself on how great he will feel once he's done that run was what got him out of bed.
Yeah.
But also on the flip side of that, I got him to imagine himself how bad he will feel if he doesn't do it.
Right.
So what I mean by that is I got him to imagine himself not going for that jog and how he will look and feel in the next 12 months, 2 years or whatever, where he's probably put on more weight. Okay, so there's a bit of a pain pleasure thing going off there. So imagine himself getting out of bed, going on the jog, how great he will feel, and imagine himself how bad he will feel if he doesn't do it. And those two forces, those two opposing forces, is what motivated him to keep going. Now, when you think of it from a sports person's point of view, an elite athlete, this is how an elite athlete does it. They see themselves on that podium.
Right.
In their imagination, when they wake up in the morning, when they go to bed at night, they see themselves on that podium. They see themselves receiving that gold medal. They hear the crowd applauding them. So it's all in their imagination. They do not use their willpower to go training, because they see the end result.
So I'm thinking, though, with the, you know, the pain pleasure thing, that is going to be, you know, some people are motivated by avoiding pain, whereas some people are more motivated by the pleasure. You know, so some people, let's say if we're looking at money and debt, you know, some people are totally motivated by driving around in a big sports car and they'll work towards that, whereas some people just hate seeing minus and red numbers on their credit card bill or something. So do you sort of, does a little bit of that come into, you know, whether or not which force is stronger or?
Yes, because it's like the carrot or the stick, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Some people are more carrot, yeah, and more stick. So how do you sort of work with that?
Well, I work with both. I work with both the carrot and the stick, if that makes sense. So, yes, there are some people that will just work with the carrot.
Yeah.
Okay, and there are some people that will just work with the stick. Now, people are either motivated towards or away. We all have those kind of motivations. But if you use both, it's more powerful.
Right, okay.
So imagine yourself, like with my client, okay, imagine how you will feel when you do that job, but also imagine how you'll feel if you don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so okay. And the trick is to get the emotion so high, to get real emotion into this, the more emotion you get into it, now whether that emotion comes from the carrot or the stick, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as that emotion comes, and that is the motivational power. Exercise is just getting that emotion there.
So for somebody listening to this thinking, right, okay, I've just got to imagine, you know, imagine this. What tips have you got to help people to imagine stuff? Because, you know, it might seem very simple on the surface, but is there anything, any advice or any, you know, is there a good way to imagine?
The best way to imagine is do it this way. Get yourself in a calm, relaxed, sitting down, lying down, whatever it is that works for you.
Yeah.
Now, when you first start to imagine, because imagination is like using a muscle, you know, you've got to keep doing it and doing it, to strengthen that muscle. So the very first time you start to do this, you know, it might, the pictures in your head might be grainy. You know, we're not expecting 3D graphics here by any means. They may be grainy, they may be black and white. They may not last very long either, but the more you do it, the more powerful it will become. So just find yourself in a relaxed state, and just imagine yourself at the gym. Imagine yourself, well, if it's the gym that you want to do that is anyway, imagine yourself at the gym, just see yourself on the machines, see yourself on the jogging machines, just see yourself on those machines and just see yourself just going through the motions. Here's the thing, make it look easy.
Right.
You know, because some people think, oh, if I go to the gym, it's going to be really hard and I'm going to be sweating and people are going to be, you know, might have personal trainers shouting at me. That's not the case at all. Don't make this arduous for yourself, because you're battling against it then.
Yeah.
Make it easy for yourself. If you can only last 30 seconds on the jogger, then only last 30 seconds initially. It doesn't matter. The point is to get your body into a new habit and a behavior.
Right.
And using your imagination is what will kick that off. Now, with some people, seeing themselves at the gym can work really powerfully for the very first time. With some people, it might take them a few goes. So my advice to you is use your imagination and either go to the gym that day, or if you find yourself it takes you a couple of weeks to really get your imagination and emotions to kick in, then it takes 2 weeks. That's fine.
Yeah.
But doing a little of something is better than doing a lot of nothing. That's what you have to remember with this.
Yeah. Okay.
So just lower your standards. Just do what it is that you can do, because you'll just build up and build up and build up over time anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so far this sounds really easy.
Well, it is easy. It's only willpower that makes it hard.
Right. Okay. So okay. We have to ditch the willpower.
You have to ditch the willpower and just kick your imagination in.
Okay. So what other ways that athletes, you know, how, what other ways do you help them that make them, that help them to perform at such a high level?
It's all about imagination and it's all about goal setting.
Right, okay.
Okay, so let's talk about goal setting.
Yeah.
And goal setting for somebody that wants to go to the gym or wants to go jogging works just as well as it does for the athlete. So the athletes, they set goals. They know what it is that they want to achieve on a weekly, monthly, 6-monthly and a yearly basis. Okay. And they break their training schedules down to day by day. And then what they do is they stick to that plan. They stick to those goals. Now, the good thing is another thing about goals. Goals are for your unconscious mind only.
Okay.
So goals are actually what kicks in your imagination. Goals are what kicks in using visualizations. Okay. Right. So set yourself little goals. So like what I said before, drop your standards, you know, only set like doing 15 minutes a week, but set that as your goal.
Right.
Like, so something like that, say for an example, a good goal would be, it is the 3rd of January 2014 and I've jogged for 15 minutes on the Monday morning. Okay, there's your goal.
Yeah.
Okay, and all you need to do is just set that goal for yourself, and that will then drop that into your imagination or into your unconscious mind, and your imagination, your unconscious mind will help keep you motivated to achieve that goal.
So at what point during this process do you flip from, lowering your expectations, making things really easy for yourself, to sort of pushing yourself? And, because I would imagine that, the elite athletes aren't lowering their expectations because they're going for gold, they're going for the
Yeah,
ultimate. So
absolutely.
at what point is it safe? I say safe, but is
Yeah.
it, is it best to start thinking about really pushing yourself? How do you know you're at that point?
With the people I've worked with over the years, they just know.
Right.
They just know that the time is right to take that next step
Okay.
because physically and emotionally, it feels like the right thing to do.
Right.
Okay. And also, with the help of a coach, that coach can help you just push yourself just that little bit further as well, to stop you from getting complacent.
Yeah.
So by all means, if it's a goal that you want to set yourself to go to the gym on a regular basis in 2014, for the first couple of months, just go on your own, just get used to it, just get used to the environment, just let the mind of the body just get used to exercising. Then after a couple of months, you can employ a personal trainer for say once a week. Okay. And that personal trainer will also help push you that little bit more. But here's the other thing, if you're quite introverted and you like to do things on your own, then going to the gym on your own, going jogging on your own, just go walking, then that's fine. If you're the kind of person that likes to do it with other people, go to the gym with friends, play badminton, play tennis. So you're doing it with other people. So other people are also helping to spur you on. So you've got to work with the way that works best for you, whether you like exercising on your own or whether you like exercising with other people.
So it sounds to me that, let's say, you're saying that people shouldn't book a personal trainer, let's say, until the March. So what you could actually do is tell yourself that you will join the gym and actually go ahead and book a personal trainer right now for March. And then imagine how awful you are going to feel having to call and cancel the personal trainer. And between now and then, all you have to do is 15 minutes a week. Then that could be a really great strategy to
Oh, yeah,
help
absolutely.
somebody
Yes.
move forward, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what you just said there will work really, really well. Get that personal trainer booked in for March, okay? And then that sort of like spurs people on just to get that little bit fitter to go and see the personal trainer. Because they'll go, oh, I need to get fit now because in March I've got to go and see a personal trainer, and I want to go and see a personal trainer fitter than what I am now.
And they've saved 2 months gym membership.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello. Which
So
will pay for the personal trainer.
they've saved money at the same time.
Fantastic. Well, this has been really interesting, and thank you for sharing so many, well, really easy tips. I just can't believe how easy it is to start exercising, and I'm really going to have to set the challenge to myself to get myself back to the gym in
Absolutely.
2014.
Yes.
So, thank you so much, Adrian, for sharing all that today. Now, where can we find out more about your work? Have you got a website you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. My website is www.adrianpeck.com.
Okay, and you on Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter and it's Adrian underscore Peck.
Brilliant.
And you can
Okay.
find me on Facebook as well. And my personal email address, if anybody's got any questions, is adrian@adrianpeck.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that with me today.
You're very
And
welcome.
I'm sure that I'm going to have a lot of feedback from people, and I hope certainly to find out that some people are going to be completely motivated to start exercising in 2014. So thank you.
You're very welcome, and that was great news. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So there you have it. Really simple tips from somebody who works with elite sports people. So let me just recap what they are. Lower your expectations and make it really, really easy for you to achieve these tiny goals. So only 15 minutes of exercise a week is all you need to worry about for the next few weeks. And then the other thing is when you do finally decide whatever time of day it is you're going to be exercising, just first of all, spend your time imagining that you're doing the exercise, not even lifting a finger. So the most important thing is to make it really simple and start by imagining that you're doing it. And when you're imagining it, make it really, really easy. Don't make it look hard. Make it look like it's a breeze and you can do it really, really well and effortlessly. And that is going to help. And I think those two things on their own are really, really powerful that can help you to get back into your exercise routine. So if you are going to give this a go, then please do let me know how you get on. I'd love to know. But in the meantime, and until next time, bye for now. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.